now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Glad to have finals out of the way?
Yes, yes.
What are you taking?
Medical anthropology and Swahili, and I can't remember the other class. It was too easy, so I don't even remember it.
Off the record.
Yeah.
Anthropology?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to major in medical anthropology, so try to do something in that field. Yeah.
What does that lead to?
When I first came here, I wanted to do like be a doctor later in life, like after basketball. But you can't really do both here, basketball, and it's really hard. Like I have to give one up, so I'm just doing medical anthropology to like get like the like just to get like so I know what they're talking about, so I'm not just lost when I go back later in life.
Do you get to do any like autopsies or like anything?
No, it's just like study how people think mostly.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So comfortable, you know, what's it like playing at the top of the zone?
Oh, it's really comfortable for me. Just been playing it for so long now. Well, not so long, but quite a long time now, so I like it more than the bottom in my taste.
Early in a game, do you ever get people that maybe the first couple of possessions that just are a little bit surprised and taken back by your length?
Yeah, I think so. At first for me too, just getting used to how people play it, so I got to read it a little bit different on different people. But yeah, once I get that down, I think it's hard for them to pass in or shoot because I can get to both. So.
Is it like the reason that you like it at the top more? Is it because you get more activity? Because it's just more action?
Yeah, and it's I think it's a little harder, so you got to work a little harder up there. But I just like it more. You get to run a little bit more. You get warmed up faster for me. So.
Did you learn anything from Matisse playing top of the zone?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
More like to just be in your spot, not even just not work, because usually people just throw to a spot or shoot to a spot. So. Go to the spot first, or and then just if they react, if they go off that, just play them after that. So,
you guys have had a week off now from playing games. How has that benefited you guys this past week?
We got a lot of like extra shots up, extra like defensive reps, just a lot of everything that we need to work on.
You had two really good offensive games when you were starting. Does it matter to you if you start or come off the bench? Do you feel like it's easier to get into a rhythm when you're playing early?
I mean, I think, yeah, it's easy to get into a rhythm. But I think for me, I just got to be ready whenever coach puts me in, not even worry about if I start or not, just be ready. Because I come off early anyway, so I just got to just be ready when he calls my name.
Hop said he'd like each player to cut down the turnovers by one, slow the game down.
Yeah.
How hard is that to do, to slow the game down and just let it come to you?
I think it's really hard, especially playing like a team like Gonzaga, just all the hype around the game and just all the fans there, all the excitement, just try to just slow everything down like we've been playing and just try to, yeah.
There seems to be a lineup where you're running a little bit of point.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that a little bit. How comfortable are you with that and what's it like?
I think I'm pretty comfortable. I just gotta, just for me, it's just knowing each spot, and when I'm comfortable knowing, like, okay, I go here, then I could just play. That's what happens for me sometimes. Just thinking too much about the play and just not just playing.
Do you think you guys are thinking about the turnovers at all? Is it a big issue or is it a non-issue?
I think it's a big issue because if we just cut down like what coach said, like one each player, I think we could be just, I think it would be really hard to beat us because sometimes I think we just beat ourselves. So,
but then that goes into how do you balance? How do you balance being aggressive as opposed to trying not to make mistakes?
I just feel you got it. Yeah, what you said, just try to find it and just play within the game. Everyone's gonna turn it over sometimes. You gotta live with that, but. Try your best to just not try to turn it over as much. So,
Jamal, you have a knack at the top of the zone to create turnovers, kind of like Matisse did. For Matisse, seemed like defense was his identity. Like, he could score 2 points and still have a huge impact on the game.
Yeah.
I wonder now, you're in your second year of college basketball, what's your identity? Like, how do you view yourself as a role? What's your role on this team? What's your identity as a player growing into?
I think I could play both sides, defense and offense, pretty well. I just got to show that all the time and just be confident on both sides, because I think defense, it's not easy, but it's just sometimes I just feel like it's a little bit easier sometimes, and I just tend to pass up shots, or you know what I mean? So I think I just got to just be more comfortable and playing both sides and not just, just slow it down a little bit.
We have a bowl game on Saturday, practice at Bishop Gorman on Wednesday. Can you give us some of the guys got to go down there, some of the places we might want to hit, grab a bite to eat that's not on the strip?
When I'm there, I go to like In-N-Out and like Cane's, so I don't know. That's just closer to my house, but I don't think there's anything like, I want to go there, but I just, that's just what I do, so.
Hey, what do you know about the CLU and their players and their team? What have you seen from them? What do you know about them?
We went over a few scouts and like where their shooters are, where their playmakers are, just getting ready, getting their plays down, just getting ready.
What do you remember about the game last year? I know you probably didn't have a big role.
Yeah, I just know Coach sat me down yesterday and said last year that's my first point, so that's all I remember.
One more, guys.
Hey, how would you describe Kwadi Green as a point guard? Just in these sort of 9 games that you guys have had with him, it seems like he's gotten more comfortable trying to be that sort of leader or like the floor general out there.
Yeah, he's amazing. He can do a lot on the floor for us. He can pass really well, like we've seen, and I just think he's really good. So when we have him out there on the floor, it's great.
Do you think at times that he passes too much? Like he, just tries to get everybody sort of in that passing mode, so he's always looking to make that extra pass?
I don't think he passes too much. I just think that we have a lot of people on the team that can score, so he's not really worried about himself all the time. So I think he can score. Then I'm, like, say I'm quad A, I'm last. So if I have the open shot, then I'll take it. I think that's how he thinks.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird having a long break like this?
Long breaks I'm not a huge fan of, but academically, finals, it was great for us. They were able to really lock down and focus, had a couple days off, regain their energy. Energy is a big part of this thing, and so they're ready and excited to play.
A lot of freshmen on this team. What kind of students are they? What kind of stressor was this, the first fall final?
Always your first finals in college from, in all areas. Practice, load, time management, all those things are difficult. But I think they've done a great job. They're way more advanced than the last two classes that we've had. I think they've adjusted really well.
And you have a great infrastructure for them, too, the support network.
We have an incredible academic support, athletic department support. So these kids, they've really embraced it and have worked on being what we call being professional and doing the right things the right way, and they've done a great job.
To this point, 128 assists, 135 turnovers.
Yep.
How do you get better feet in the post? Just cutting down those mistakes.
You know what? We've had problems with charges, and that's probably trying to do a little bit too much. 25% of our turnovers are on guys charging or traveling, and those are kind of, just going too fast. And a lot of these games in the three games that we played against top, the supposed top teams, we had 19 turnovers. And so that's obviously an area that we're trying to get better every day, making it a focus and really understanding that you got to own the ball. The ball needs to be the most important thing defensively off it. You defend it, you fight for it, and you can't just give it away. So, you know, we just got to increasingly get better every game.
I think it was your first press conference this year when you said not everybody can have two turnovers, you know,
yeah.
like certain
yeah.
spots you just can't have
yeah.
a turnover.
Yeah.
But every starter now has at least two.
Yeah.
So is it systematic?
Well, I think a big thing is for us is, and what I challenge the team is, can everybody just take away one turnover? And if I'm playing eight or nine guys a night, not to say that everybody does it, but if everybody's just a little bit more focused and we do that every game, then that's, you know, instead of 19 turnovers, eight guys, now you're at 11. Now you're getting eight extra shots. It's just everybody being aware, everybody, you know, taking responsibility of that. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. You know, we've charges, you can, that's them slowing down and feeling comfortable. The more reps you get, the better. Travels, that's, you know, travels, charges, all those different things. We can get better at that. But I like, you know, there's a different type of turnover. There's the turnover, the advancement, that it's being aggressive because we want to be able to push and run, and it might go out. You know, we can get better at that, but I do like those. We made a couple crucial turnovers late in the game against Aga, and that's where you have to value it. And but we're getting better at it. We're focusing on it.
Is it at the stage where you get to like the punitive level that, you know, as to where if you make a turnover, now you're sitting next to me? Or
No. You know what? I think it's more so certain players, they're getting the ball stripped around the basket. There are certain guys that charge, and there are certain guys that leave their feet. And so part of the development part here is making sure that you do what? That you're improving individually. And so, you know, getting to a jump stop in the paint rather than leaving off of one foot, being in control, slowing down. I think with our youth and new roles, it's going really fast. And the only way that you kind of get back into that is through experience, repetition, and focusing on those things. You know, where focus goes, energy grows. And so we do a big focus on that every day.
You talk about you want them to be aggressive, but is there a balance there to find between being aggressive and maybe trying to push too much?
Yeah, there is. You know, you can also be too unselfish. You know, like a couple days in practice, we were really sharing the ball in a really good way. But then if Quade Green has a wide open shot, I don't want him to make the next pass because he's one of the best shooters, but he's trying to show that he's unselfish. So there's some still learning stuff going on. Which is, you know, if it was so easy, everybody would be great. You know, you just, you know, how are we going to get better in the next 12 hours and focus on that? And that's all you can control.
You guys are getting closer to starting conference play
sure.
pretty soon. Are you where you want to be at this point or where you thought you would be?
No, you know what? Obviously, we wish we were undefeated. And obviously, you wish you were more advanced. But, you know, more advanced meaning more ahead of the game. But at the end of the day, everybody has a different learning curve. You know, some people I could go and teach you tomorrow and you get it that day. Some people take a month and a half, and that's the challenge. That's why they call it coaching. And we just got to keep coaching them up every day. Our staff's done an incredible job of keep working with these guys. Last year was a great example of, you know, we improved in a lot of different areas as the season progressed. And that was a team that had 2 years into it. And so we're hoping that the learning curve will be there. But we've had some great moments. Now it just goes back to the consistency of those moments.
Jaden, one of the things he's been called for a few times when you mentioned charges is lowering that shoulder in the dribble.
Yeah.
Is that something that maybe later on in the year is not going to get called, where the officials are trying to make a statement earlier in the year? Does he really need to change that?
That's a good question. I just think it goes back to the same thing, is you can't force things to happen. Like, the defense determines who gets the shots and how they're playing. Now we've got to make them more aware of, you know, Jaden in high school, obviously, they were designed to stop him, and you see him when he has success, they'll play him a certain way. They might play off of him. They might already be in an angle to try to go charges. They're doing their scouting. There's a lot of really good coaches out there. And that where he needs to be able to say what? All right, that's okay. I'm going to reverse it. We're going to move it, and we're going to still get more player movement and ball movement. And a lot of these guys that were the go-to guys in high school, you know, where they can take 15 shots, you know, you have to be able to be efficient in 10, 11, 12 shots. And in this game, in college, the difference between college and high school, it's bigger, faster, stronger. And so those are all adjustments. But I think both Isaiah and Jaden have really adapted really, really well. And I think you're just going to see them getting better, better, and better.
What have you thought in year two for Elijah Hardy and his role?
Well, he didn't really have a role the first year. He was really good in practice, and he pressured David, and we played Jalen Noel at the backup point guard, and he really helped them get better. He had an incredible attitude. He brought positive energy every day, even though he didn't have the role that he wanted. So really happy with him. And in Italy, he did really good. At TCU, he's now got a role that helps us win. He's an exceptional on-ball defender. So when we play man, he's an attack guy, which has been great. He's also a God-given passer. He sees things. If I would say that there was something that he doesn't, do well that he can improve is sometimes with passing he tries to hit too many home runs when we need to start hitting singles. But he's a special passer, and he's got a special gift to pressure that basketball.
Is he a better shooter than he showed in games?
I think so. The role that he has, it's very hard. It's like being a relief pitcher compared to being a starting pitcher, right? Some guys can come in. Do you remember last year, though, I would play him for 1 minute at the end of the games. We'd be up, and what did he do every game? He hit a three. Watch. Go back and look. All those were like, you know how hard that is? Like you're not playing the whole game, and the last minute he comes in, he makes it. So we know he can shoot, and he's really improved on it. Just goes back to, I think, he went from not playing to now playing, say, 8 minutes, 9 minutes a game, but consistent. That's a hard thing to do. So these are all levels of development. So I think, just like Jamal Bey last year did what? And what was Jamal Bey at the end of the year, and then what did Jamal Bey become? And so that's part of the process. And Elijah's, he's good because he's got an incredible attitude. And he's got great leadership ability. So we're high on him.
And with the Gonzaga game, there was a lot of former players here. And one of the guys that did a lot for you, David Chris, was here wearing a big brace. Did you get a chance to talk to David?
Talked to David. David came by the other day. It was great seeing him and Dom at the game, and obviously Spencer and Quincy and all the guys. I think DeJounte was there. I didn't see him, but I heard he was there. Listen, when you have your ex-players come back to support us, it's an incredible thing. It's why kids want to come here. You see the kids that have played here, have had success in the NBA, off the court, on the court, whatever it may be. That's the sign of a school that's, built an incredible family of people.
Couple more guys. When you look at Jamal Bey, he had two of his best performances starting. Do you see that as a coincidence? Do you think he needs to kind of be on the floor early to get into a rhythm?
His best game he didn't start was Western Washington. I keep going back to it, and he came in after, I think, 3 minutes, and he just played. Jamal's a really good player. Everybody wants him to be this consistent guy. Part of the process is no one's perfect. He's had great moments. He's one of our best defenders, if not one of the best at the guard position, if not the best. He's a confident shooter, and he makes others around him better. So we're excited about his growth. Obviously we wish everybody would be consistent, but it's part of the growing process, but he's taken a huge step forward.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Just in these past 2 games, which have you seen from quite a, it just seems like these sort of first 9 games have been a bit of a bonus for you guys, in a sense with them, and it seems like sort of lately he's been able to kind of find some.
You know what, he's a guy, he's been, the first games he's been holding back, it's the guy that starts is we want him getting the ball moving and helping everybody get shots and put them in positions to score and be good. And, Quade's always been a guy who can really shoot it and really score. And, you saw that on display in the last couple games. And, having just another guy that can make plays. But, first things first, you want him to do what? And he's starting to learn the zone better. That's been a big learning curve being small. The angles, the different plays, and I think he's getting better at that, which I've been impressed. And then on top of that, I want him to be the leader. I want him to be an extension, him and Elijah and Marcus to be an extension of me on the court, and that's running the team first and then offense second. But then, like the great point guards, when scoring's not happening from everybody else, he can step up and have the ability to do what? Score. And that's that awareness as a coach and where we have to go and where we have to score.
Thoughts on Seattle U?
Seattle U, you know, this is a team that's played us really tough the last 2 years. You know, we were able to – the one thing I really respect about Coach Hayford, he's done an incredible job. He's a really good coach. They've had some injuries, but they have a senior-laden team. They've got a lot of upperclassmen. Terrell Brown is as good a player as we'll see in our league or whatnot. Carter's also, you know, gives him a big physical body down in the paint. You know, it's a team that keeps fighting. I watched this. They played Syracuse this year, and Syracuse was up 21 in the first half. And, you know, the sign of a good program and a good coach is how they respond. They came back. They cut that lead to 7. I think they made 7 of 8 threes or 6 of 7 threes. And just like our game last year, we were up, I think, 20 with 10 minutes to go, and they just kept fighting. They have a fighting spirit. They're very well coached, and they've got a couple really – talented players that could play in any league, you know, on any team in our league. And so it'd be a great challenge for us. Don't look at their record. They're way better than that. And when you play a rivalry game or a game that has significance like that, it's going to be great for both teams.
Carter versus Isaiah Stewart, kind of big boy basketball in the paint.
Well, you know, it's great when you see really good players go against really good players. That's what makes college basketball so great.
Favorite Christmas movie?
We were watching Elf last night. It's incredible.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.